This is your weekly recipe of local flavours.
Welcome to the Food and Drink Show on Stray FM with the Dunsforce. Escape to the country for some classically modern cooking.
Hi, good evening. Welcome to the podcast. It's Will Smith here and thank you for downloading us. We showcase on this podcast some of the best food and drink from the Stray FM area. We have loads of great food and drink around our area. And we showcase it on this podcast every single week. So coming up on this edition, Steph Moon is here. It's National Pie Week. Now, if you've been listening to Stray FM and to The Breakfast Show, you will have heard us do a fab competition called Stars in Their Pies with Vokes Pies. It's just been so much fun on The Breakfast Show every single day. And we've got Steph Moon on tonight. Steph's going to be cooking a pie in the flavours of the week, so that's coming up soon. We're at the Spirit of Harrogate, which if you know Harrogate, it's in the Montpellier bit of Harrogate. Now, you might be thinking it's a bar. Let me tell you, it isn't. So what is it? Well, we'll tell you on this podcast, Busy Lizzie's. Oh, every time I go to Skipton, I've just got to visit Busy Lizzie's. And you know they're a fish and chip shop, but they're more than a fish and chip shop. They're a restaurant and they do loads, to be honest with you. They're launching a new burger and they're letting us help out. Also, if you wanted to do a bit of cocktail making in your life, got a drink of the week coming up, and that's all on this podcast. So strap yourself in, sit tight, and enjoy.
Stray FM's Food and Drink Show with the Dunsforce. Have a proper countryside Sunday lunch with three courses for £20.
Okay, then. First bit, and it's time for Steph Moon. I absolutely love Steph Moon. It's been National Pie Week this week, so Steph and myself are talking pies.
Flavours of the Week
with Yorkshire's Steph Moon.
I'm delighted to welcome back once again Stephanie Moon for the Flavours of the Week. Good evening, Steph.
Evening, Will. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. They've let us on for a second week together. That's kind of them, isn't it?
It is, it is.
And Steph's back with another great recipe for us this evening. And I've got to say, you've only just walked in the studio, Steph, and it's already smelling beautiful.
Well, thank you. We have got, I think, a traditional but classic, lovely plate of food for our flavours of the week this week, because it's pie week.
It is indeed. It's very in keeping with the show tonight, so pie week.
Yeah. Who ate all the pies, Will?
Certainly somebody around here at Stray FM would love them.
So we've got a pie. Now, the beauty of the pie is you can just go for it. There's so many different things. This one is a chicken and leek and mushroom pie, which I thought was nice, fresh. All I've done is I've pan-fried some leeks and some mushrooms, added the chicken, a little bit of butter in there, then added a little bit of flour, and that makes it thick. Pour in a bit of wine, because everybody loves a bit of wine, Will.
What type of wine have we got in there?
Well, I'm actually drinking the rest of this wine this evening, so it's Chablis, so it tastes really nice.
Very nice, okay.
And then popped a bit of cream in there, and a bit of milk, and basically we've made like a thick white wine sauce with the chicken and with the leeks and the mushrooms, which all the leeks are quite a mild flavour, unlike an onion, which is quite strong flavour. Leek, I think, is quite subtle.
So I think that'll work better for me.
Yeah, so the three things together, and then popped to me a pie. I mean, this is a... I brought in a little pie here, and I've written straight on the front, so we've got a bit...
We're going to come on to that in a minute, because I want to get some tips on how to do that. I want to ask you about the pastry with pies, because I know when I eat out with friends, as you'll probably know if you've listened to this programme a week or two now, I don't do a lot of cooking.
No.
But I know from eating out with friends, I know when friends order a pie off a menu, we talk about the pastry of the pie.
Yeah.
And in terms of, you know, because obviously sometimes it can come in a dish, sometimes it can come separate. And some people like the pastry to be all the way under the pie, don't they?
To me, I think a pie has to be a pastry all the way around.
And is that what we've got here,
and
then,
that's
Steph?
What we've got here. Now, a lot of places you go in, you'll get beef stew with a crust, like a plonked on the top.
And is that cheating them?
That is totally cheating, and to me, that is not a pie.
Yeah, and I think that's when my friends have been disappointed, you know, when they've ripped into that pie. Yeah. And there's just been the stew underneath, but nothing around the bottom.
Yeah, you want substance in it.
I like getting my fork and kind of like ripping it off the bottom and getting every last little crumb of the pie pastry.
Absolutely. And, you know, like pork pies, like, you know, steak pie, plate pies, minced beef and onion pie. You know, a real pie to me has pastry all the way around. and you want a wedge of pie.
Yeah, of course you do.
You know, desperate Dan. This is what we want. We want, you know, the big cow pie. It's whatever. I think it's because it's such a traditional thing. It wants to be what it is. And don't try and cheat with this because, you know, I mean, you can buy pastry, sure, you can buy that. That's something that's an easy way of doing it. But what all I've done is half fat to flour. So there's 480 grams of plain flour, 240 grams of butter, and a couple of beaten small eggs in there, and a bit of salt, and that's made my pastry. And this pastry is really robust, so you can line a pie and you can put the crust on the top, and you know it's going to be fine. It's not going to leave holes where all the filling's going to spew out the pie. It's got to be encased.
Yeah.
So that's good.
And I'm with you. And a pie always in a pot. So going back to that thing that I mentioned then, you know, if, for instance, you're in a restaurant and the pie is served not in a pie dish,
yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
I think if it's made in a big sort of, almost like a cake tin, a big pie tin, and then cut into wedges and you get a wedge of pie, I think that's brilliant.
Yeah.
That's what it should be to me. Or you get like plate pies on those metal plates, you know, like they're sort of army type plates, you know what I mean? And there you can have, you know, a big slice of pie. But this way, just, you know, it's a nice way to do it. And a little tip here, Will, when you want a nice glaze on the top, this works really well with savoury. If you get an egg, break it into a cup or something like that. Get a pastry brush and mush up the egg with the pastry brush and then add half a teaspoon of salt. As you know, I don't sort of advocate using loads of salt, but what the salt does, breaks down the egg, and if you look at that, that's sort of like sunglasses, you know, the shine on that is very bright.
Yeah, indeed. And of course, you've got the writing stray on there. How have you come about being able to do that?
Hours of practice. No, all you have to do is roll it out. And then I think it's a bit of fun. You know, you can. I almost wrote Will on it, but then I thought.
Just in case I'm not here.
take the company line, I'll put stray. But you can write anything on there. You know, you can be romantic. Write your partner's name on it. Whatever.
Will you marry me?
Yeah.
It'd have to be a long pie.
But yeah, that would be a serious pie.
Oh, yeah.
With a ring inside.
Yes,
yeah, indeed. That'd be tricky.
Well, it looks very, very tasty. So if I'm just going to take a quick photo and then we'll dig in. So we've got the photo. There we go. Right. So are we digging in together
here?
Yeah,
let's dive in. So you want a nice crusty top.
It is. I can definitely see what you mean by that glaze, though.
Yeah, it makes it shiny. Mm. And the wine in there is very...
Will I have to get a taxi home?
You all right there? Yeah, no, it's... The wine in there, I think, really helps.
And presentation, you've just put a kind of... What would you call what's around it?
I've just served it with some greens, because I think you don't have to have potato with this. You know, the pastry is quite...
this chicken's lovely.
He's loving it. It's getting right in there. So, yes, I've got some rice, fresh greens in there. But a nice pastry, that's what we want.
Oh, I don't think this is going to be doing my waistline any good, this food and drink show, with you coming in with your flavours of the week stuff. Mm.
It's all about the pie this week. It's all
and quick word on next week, whilst I'm demolishing...
Well, next week it's St. Patrick's Day, so I figured we'd go all Irish, Will. So, top of the morning to you.
I'll bring the Guinness.
Steph Moon's Flavours of the Week.
On Stray FM.
Oh, I love Steph Moon so much, and Steph Moon will be back next week with another Flavours of the Week. This is Will Smith, and it's the Food and Drink Podcast. Hello, thank you for downloading this podcast. Now we're at Spirit of Harrogate now, and if you know Harrogate, it's in the Montpellier bit of Harrogate. Now you might be thinking, Spirit of Harrogate, it's a bar, that's what the obvious thing is for it to be. It's actually not, but what is it? You'll find out in this piece now.
The Spirit of Harrogate on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
For those who don't know, tell me about Spirit of Harrogate. What is this place? Because it is not a bar, is it, Alex?
No, it's not, which confuses many people. I'll start with when you come in the store, for start off. So downstairs, we've got a retail store in which we sell the Slingsby Gin, Slingsby Vodka, and one of our limited edition variants, which currently at the moment we're doing a rhubarb gin. There's a few other bits and bobs that we're looking into doing in the future. So we, at the moment, we've got an array of Kilner jars on the back bar with infusions of our Slingsby London Dry Gin with various flavours and bits and bobs in there, so you can get an idea of what could be coming up. And the idea behind that is people sample it, and the one that's liked the most over a certain period of time, we turn around and say, well, the public's spoken, and we bottle it for a limited period.
It's like the X Factor of gin.
Yeah, you could say that, yeah. Not quite as ruthless, though.
Well, I don't know, the public can be ruthless. So you say people get to come in and sample gin, but you're not a bar, so therefore people don't come in and buy a gin and sit and have a drink and that kind of thing. They literally come in and just give it a try, don't they?
Yeah, the idea is you can come in, you can sample, sort of a try before you buy. There's no obligation to buy, but obviously with gin, there's so many out there on the market, you know, it's quite hard to pick one that's, well, nice, to be fair. So we allow you to come in, have a sample, you know, you can sit in the window or you can sit upstairs looking over the strain, just having a couple of gin and tonics or a bit of vodka or the rhubarb gin, for example, just so you can get an idea about what it's about. But also in the retail store, obviously we sell our gin, we sell various products from around Harrogate, from Wheaton's, Farrah's, Betty's, you name it. But we sell a vast array of tonics as well and drink mixes, because like many people obviously know about the standard Gordon's and Schweppes and things like that, but we want to sort of just help people have an understanding there's more to it than that, and there's more flavors, and each tonic's unique, and it suits people's personalities different and what they want in a drink at certain times of day.
Yeah, so it's not just about, you might think I go to a pub, I have a gin and tonic, I know what I've got. No, that's not what it's about, is it? Because there's actually an array all along the right-hand side of that retail floor. It looks really impressive, actually, the way you've got it all set out. All the different tonics. Because how many tonics have you got, roughly?
Over 40. It varies because we sell out of them sometimes. Some of the tonics are so popular, we have to order them every week at least. Like Fever Tree, for example, we've always got a massive stock of Fever Tree. Because it's a very neutral tonic, and it allows the gin to have its own flavour and have its own taste without overpowering it, but you know the tonic's there still. We've got a grapefruit lemonade from Thomas Henry, which is extremely popular. It's like the lovely like combination of bittersweet you get from the bitter lemon with almost like the sweetness of a lemonade, but it's sort of right bang smack in the middle. It's kind of the missing link between the two. And there's just various other ones, so it ranges between on the upside of 40, plus at least 10 different mixes as well, like ginger beers, a few variants on that, and just bits and bobs like that, really. And obviously Harrogate spring water as well, that has to be in there.
Of course, you've got to have a bit of Harrogate spring in here. So we are sat upstairs at the Spirit of Harrogate right now. So we've got the retail floor downstairs. We're sat in a sort of lounge area upstairs, I guess. And looking out the windows, you can look out across the Montpellier quarter of Harrogate. And actually today, the sun is shining, which at this time of year seems like a rarity. So it's a lovely view out of the window. So you can just kind of come here, have a sit down, enjoy some of those different flavours you're talking about, and basically experiment, can't you? Now, I know this isn't the only thing that's here, because we're sat round a big wooden table, which has got lots of stools attached to it. And I think this is where you do your events, isn't it? Can you tell us about some of the events you do?
Yeah, well, basically the main idea is, of obviously with the retail store downstairs, you can come upstairs into the Slingsby experience, as we call it. We've got a mini room with a little bit of history of gin and tonics and stuff like that, history of Harrogate and this water. that's sort of like an introduction to the event, really. The idea is we've got a full event space with a fully functioning bar. Now, this is where people get confused. They think, oh, they've got a fully functioning bar, they must be able to sell us gin and tonics. And obviously with the Blues Bar next door having a gin bar as well, people often think that we're the one and the same. We work with them, but not the same thing. So the idea of this event space really is that people can come up here. We've got, currently, we've just started a new events program. We've got three different events packages. One which is the most popular one so far, which is you get a little bit of history, like a history of gin and tonic kind of talk. It's really interactive. You know, you get a lot of samples. You get an idea of sort of like how gin's transitioned from this spirit that was drunk in the Netherlands all the way through Victorian England to like the gin that's on the table that you can drink today. And then obviously we have varying canapes and different food selections from the bars and restaurants that we're involved with that stock our products. We can get anything available for whatever you guys want food wise as well. And then after that, we go into we do cocktails as well. So we do the little cocktail masterclass afterwards, which is a couple of cocktails. I teach you how to make them, you guys make them. It's a really good bonding session and a really good laugh. Now that's our most popular events package. We've also got the full cocktail one, so it's a bigger cocktail package. It's you do a lot more on the cocktails. You sort of, it's a bigger range. It varies depending on the season, but it sort of goes from your basic level cocktails way up to the advanced, depending on what you want, and you can transition it or just go straight in the deep end if you feel like you're ready. And the last one, which is a new one, but we've done a few of them, is the tonic one. Basically, the idea behind it is obviously we've got, as we spoke about before, we've got loads of different tonics and stuff like that. And sometimes people don't want to, like, they don't really know what they want and they don't want to commit to buying it without sort of trying it. So the idea behind this events package is people can sort of sit down, try either our gin or a vast array of other gins we've got here as well. And the variants of tonics. We've got a tonic wheel being created with all the flavor profiles, so it makes it a little bit easier for people. They can go, oh, I want a real heavy, kind of punchy tonic, which has got a real crisp dryness to it that just pairs really well with a nice floral gin or something like that. We've got that, and they can do sort of like a range of them and try different ones, so it's quite versatile, really.
So the flavor wheel will basically kind of go, if you like this kind of gin, you want this kind of tonic to go with it. Is that how that works?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, we're gonna get a flavour wheel for the gin as well. The idea behind that is so people can try different gins as well as our own. We're quite confident with Slingsby Gin that if you, for example, come in and say, oh, my favourite gin's Hendrick's, we can go, okay, we'll try Hendrick's in this tonic compared with Slingsby in this tonic. And we're quite confident with it that you will like Slingsby as much, if not more, depending on. And it's just, again, gin's a personal preference and a personal taste, as with tonics. So it'd be nice just to sort of, it's nice for people to sort of get a different taste of stuff without having to sort of jump in the deep end, so to speak.
So what kind of people are going to come to these events? Who's booking these at the moment?
Well, that's quite a good one, actually, because there's a vast array of different kinds of people booking it. I mean, before Christmas, we had loads of PAs for like various different law firms and companies in Leeds. We've had plenty of people coming in for like almost like posh hendus, so to speak, birthdays. It's a vast array. There's loads of different types of people from all types. We've had a load of different. In fact, last week we had a guy who he does all the tonics for Aldi, and he did an event just for his parents that he actually bought at Christmas for them, and it took him a while to get it booked in. So that was a Christmas present. So we get quite a vast array of people that come in with loads of different kind of styles and sort of what they want, really.
How can people find out more about these events and perhaps get in and book them?
There's a few ways you can do it. You can either visit the website, wslingsby.co.uk, or you can contact one of our staff on events@spiritofharrogate.co.uk as well.
The Spirit of Harrogate on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
So there we go. Now we know all about the Spirit of Harrogate. It's the Food and Drink Podcast. It's Will Smith here. Hello, and thank you for downloading. And every time I go to Skipton, I've just got to have fish and chips from Busy Lizzie's. Skipton is famous for Busy Lizzie's, and they've got restaurants in Skipton, and they're bringing in a new burger very soon, and they're going to let us help choose it.
Busy Lizzie's on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
I'm here with Katie. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
I'm really good. Yourself?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
I'm trying not to be distracted. I'm very easily distracted, and in front of me there are some absolutely delicious smelling burgers. Now tell us what we're doing this time around.
Yeah, we're looking at introducing a gourmet burger range to add to our extensive menu. So we're just going to sample three different types of burgers that we've had produced for us from Stainforth's Butchers in Skipton. So we're going to try these and see which ones we think are going to be our favourite.
And, I mean, in terms of the meat content, you were telling me they're very high in percentage terms.
Yeah, Simon chooses the cattle from the auction and then produces the burgers. So they're 80%, they're all 80% meat.
What have we got then?
So we have, first burger here is made with added onion, and we've got one with pepper and also one with herbs.
So we're going for the herbs first, okay.
That's really nice.
It is actually.
That is fabulous, isn't it?
I might have to have one more bit of that one. It's an early leader, that. So only one of these can make it, is that right?
Yes, we're just going to have one for now, and then we'll, as we develop the range, we'll do different toppings with it. So we'll do obviously do the cheeseburger, and then maybe a chili burger and bacon burger. We'll have the extras that you can add on. So yeah, we'll choose one standard burger, and then you'll be able to add all your different toppings.
Okay, so the herb is a hit, and we're going on to peppers now. So this could be interesting as well.
More of a homemade, more even though
it kind of crumbles a bit more when you cut it, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it
looks like bigger chunks of mince rather than refined.
Yeah.
I've got to say, I'm quite liking the pepper one, though. I'm going to have one more bit of that, but the herb is the winner for me so far.
Yeah,
definitely. I can imagine this one with, I don't know, a cheese slice or something, which is probably not what you go for.
No, with the gourmet burger range, we might try and...
You definitely keep sneaking extra bits of that herb on there.
Sorry.
I have noticed. Sorry. I'm just going to tidy that plate up a bit there.
I'm still very impressed with that. I'm starving as well. I don't know about you, Alex.
I've deliberately not eaten before we do this burger challenge. So, right, so this is the onion. So we've done herb, we've done pepper, and onion is next up.
Nice.
That's pretty good.
I like that.
Mm. Right, so to recap so far, we tried the three burgers, Katie, just kind of naked, for want of a better phrase. And we thought the herb was a particular winner, but the onion did pretty well. The pepper one, maybe not the leader at the moment, but they all tasted nice, didn't they?
Yeah, they were all really tasty burgers, but definitely the herb and onion was my personal favourite. And then we'll just try now with the... three different burger toppings, the burger sauce, the barbecue sauce, and the piri piri sauce, and see what works best with the individual burgers.
And these buns look fantastic as well. These look really nice buns.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. The brioche buns are quite a large bun, so I didn't know whether the burger would get drowned out by the brioche bun, but the burger fits perfectly inside, and with the salad, it looks like a really good, really good flavoursome meal.
Okay, so which one are we going to go for first? What do we think?
Should we try the... let's go for the onion one.
Yeah. We'll save the herb one, I think, for now.
Yes,
so.
That's nice with the barbecue sauce.
I was just going to say, at the risk of talking about mouthful, the onion with barbecue, that's working for me. What about you?
Yeah, I do. I must admit, this barbecue sauce is one of my favourite.
So so we've had half with the barbecue. I'm going to try the... peri peri now, and you were saying warm sauce, Alan, it's a different taste, different texture.
Yeah, when we sampled the sauces and when we did the chicken dishes, we realised when we warmed them up, it totally and utterly changes the flavour. The peri peri tastes a bit harsh when it's cold, but as soon as you warm it up, it's
sweeter almost. Isn't it? I think it's the tomato part of it makes it. When it's warmer, when it's warmed, it gives it a sweeter flavour.
So it could be cold, it could be a little bit harsh for somebody, but as soon as you warm it up, it's more suitable. It works really well, actually.
It's got a nice kind of spicy zing to it, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, I think equal billing for those two so far.
Yeah.
So the burger sauce, tell me what's in that.
It's salad cream and mayonnaise at 50% each, and then it's just got a little bit of French mustard to give it a bit of a kick, but because there's not too much on the burger, it's not overpowering the French mustard, but it is reasonably zingy.
I do like a bit of French mustard. Let's give this a go.
I've never tried the sauce before.
Have you not?
No.
Well, that's good with the onion as well. Kind of reminds me of, because you'd have this French mustard with a hot dog, wouldn't you?
So. Yeah.
I think for the onion burger, for me, it's going to be I think top billing is going to be barbecue or burger sauce, and then a close followed by the peri peri. But I don't know if you're different on that.
I really enjoyed the burger sauce, surprisingly.
Yeah.
Barbecue is always one of my favourites, but I think if I was to choose a burger now based on what we've chosen, I would choose it with burger sauce. If I was trying to be good and be slightly healthier, I'd probably go with the barbecue sauce, because the burger sauce we've made with full fat mayonnaise and full fat salad cream.
Yeah.
But taste wise,
I think probably that's why it's nice.
That's probably why I like it. Yeah.
I actually like peri peri and barbecue. I like burger sauce, but it's not something I have a lot of. To have a different burger, to put burger sauce on that as well, is kind of defeating the object.
I mean, peri peri sauce is a nice twist, isn't it? It's something you maybe wouldn't always have on a burger, so it's a nice sort of twist on the recipe.
Yeah, but I guess if somebody who likes our regular burgers wants to come and have a gourmet burger but still wants to have it with burger sauce, then, you know, that's going to be an option for them. But I think we would probably market it as served with peri peri or barbecue sauce.
So when are you planning to bring the gourmet burger into the menu?
We'll run it on the menu on the specials board in the next couple of weeks, and it will be on our new menus, which are due out around the end of March.
Yeah, fantastic. And well, I think we've got a hit on our hands of the herb and onion burger there with the barbecue, definitely.
Yeah, no, that's been good. The next step then for us would be to try it with different cheeses and add on, like I say, chilli, which we do already, and then just see how we can have like a more of a gourmet burger, and then have an adaption with that, like I say, to add on your toppings with your cheese and your chilli and whatever else we can think of that you might want on a burger.
And in terms of where the burgers are from, they're from just down the road, aren't they?
Yeah, they're from our local butchers, Stamforth's, based here in Skipton. We already source our breakfast and children's sausages with them, and our black pudding for our breakfast that we do at High Street Car Park. So I spoke with Simon, and he came up with three choices of burgers for us to initially try. So we've had onion and herb, onion, and burger with added pepper. So these are all 90% meat for us to try, and Simon chooses the cattle at auction and then takes them back to his premises and has produced these wonderful burgers for us.
Busy Liz's on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
Hello and welcome to the Food and Drink Podcast. Hope you're having a good time. Hope you're enjoying yourself. It's Will Smith here. And fancy a little bit of cocktail making in your life? Here's Slingsby's Gin Drink of the Week on the Stray FM Food and Drink Podcast.
Stray FM's Drink of the Week with Spirit of Harrogate, the home of Slingsby Gin.
This week we're making a rhubarb bellini. It's a nice simple drink, just a lovely smash of a couple of different flavours. It's a full measure of Slingsby rhubarb gin topped up with Prosecco. You can use pink Prosecco, you can use normal Prosecco, you could even use champagne if you like, but Prosecco's slightly sweeter. Once you've topped that up, you just drop in a nice little raspberry in there, and you can garnish with a bit of rhubarb as well if you like.
Drink of the Week on Stray FM with Spirit of Harrogate. Book your gin tasting event now.
Thank you so much for listening to the Stray FM Food and Drink Podcast, and we're back with a new podcast for you with a new food and drink show, same time, same place, next week.
Stray FM's Food and Drink Show with the Dunsforce. Have a proper countryside Sunday lunch with three courses for £20.